How Alcaraz Can Single-Handedly End American Dreams. Published. It could be Carlos Alcaraz versus the United States over the next few days. The Spanish superstar's popularity at the US Open might be severely tested if he single-handedly prevents an American having the chance to become the first home men's singles champion in 23 years. Three American players, Ben Shelton, Francis Tiafoe, and Alex Michelson, remain in the draw. All three are in the same half as Alcaraz. On Tuesday, the defending champion takes on 8th seed Shelton in the quarterfinals. If the 7-time major winner comes through that blockbuster clash, he will face either Tiafoe or Michelson in the semifinals. And if Alcaraz wins again to reach the Flushing Meadows final, the host nation's long wait for somebody to finally follow in Andy Roddick's 2003 footsteps continues. Alcaraz says he expects to be facing 24,000 New Yorkers on Arthur Ashe Stadium, as well as Shelton, who is looking to reach his second U.S. Open semifinal. "I think he will use the crowd, the people behind him, especially when he's playing here at home," said Alcaraz. If Ashe can help 23-year-old Shelton earn his first career win over Alcaraz, there is guaranteed to be an American player in the final. Home stars reaching the men's semifinals has not been uncommon this century, but only Taylor Fritz has reached the final 2 years ago when he lost to Jannik Sinner, since Roddick was beaten by Roger Federer in the 2006 final. Tiafoe, who is seeded 11th, lost to Fritz in another All-American semifinal and was also eliminated by Alcaraz at the same stage in 2022. Now the 28-year-old is aiming for a third opportunity to reach his first Grand Slam final. Tiafoe reached the Cincinnati final last month and, thriving off the energy of the New York crowd, has maintained his momentum. On what it is like to receive such support, he said, "It's an out-of-body experience, no question. No real explaining that type of feeling. It's like you're not even touching the ground at one point. Energy is so high, and it seems like the level of play matches that." While Tiafoe is one of the sport's great entertainers, 22-year-old Michelson is more understated. The world number 46 admits he has been happy to fly under the radar at Flushing Meadows, while the likes of Tiafoe, Shelton, Fritz, and Tommy Paul soak up the attention. But earning a place in a Grand Slam quarterfinal for the first time, and not dropping a set on his way, means Michelson will find himself under the spotlight on Ashe. "First, second, third rounds, all matches I'm feeling nerves. It's a human experience," he said, "but it's just about going out there and managing them to the best of my ability. I feel like I've done that very well." 6 men and women from the United States have reached the last 8 at Flushing Meadows this year, the highest tally since 2002, with 3 players in each draw. Along with Tiafoe or Michelson in the men's, the home fans know they are guaranteed to see at least one American reach the women's semifinals. Third seed Jessica Pegula, who is yet to land a major title despite her consistency on the WTA Tour, meets Emma Navarro in another All-American clash on Tuesday. Coco Gauff, who sits on the other side of the draw, can join Pegula or Navarro by beating Russian 5th seed Mira Andreeva on Wednesday. But unlike the men, there is not a long American drought on the women's side. Gauff, 22, is looking to win the women's title for the second time, having lifted the trophy in 2023 as a teenager to fulfill the promise she had already long shown. Pegula, 31, was a beaten finalist in 2024 when she lost to Aryna Sabalenka, who also beat Navarro in the semifinals that year. Navarro, 25, has not reached the same stage of a major since, but is rediscovering her best form after stepping back from the tour earlier this season because of health issues. After beating Russian 21st seed Anna Kalinskaya on Ashe in the last 16, Navarro joked she should have tried getting the home fans on her side before facing Pegula. "I should have talked to the crowd a little, asking them to come back and cheer me on for that match. I'm definitely going to need them," she said. Related topics. Published 10 hours ago. Published 8 hours ago.